Of course, I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't think he should have been fired.
Peter.
I think Don Imus should have had to do community service.
Yep.
And this community service should have been working in a beauty parlor, straightening hair. But you know, there's a problem in society where people tend to say things that they don't mean simply because of how comfortable they feel. And we all do it all the time. It's just sometimes people in higher elements of life get called on the carpet for it. So to help these people, I wrote a self-help book. This book is about a professional athlete that grows up in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. And he's a racist. He does not like black people. At the height of his career, he gets an infection underneath his kneecap that causes his knee to swell up. His knee becomes so huge, he can't play sports anymore. And once he's been dethroned from his lifestyle, he goes from being a racist to a civil rights activist. And the name of the book is A Negro's in Brooklyn. I look around the room and some people don't know whether it's okay to laugh. Hey, gang, you came out to laugh tonight, go for it, all right? Don't let what's happening in society bog you down. You came out to have a good time. Let go. Let go and let God. That's what I say. Yeah. I'm just trying to be cool myself, that's all. Just trying to be. I heard Barb Barker was retiring. Yeah, and that's a way for me to be cool, become the host of that show. Only problem is you got to change the name of the show to The Price Is I.